Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. You think after 20 years, I'd learn to tell time, wouldn't you? Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and it's our 20th anniversary. This is the day. This is the day. This is the moment. 20 years ago, when we started doing this mayhem, this train wreck, all began, and one of the early people we got on our show, we had on our show back way back in those days, was Doug Stives. And back, we've already had he's already been with us 19 years. We'll celebrate 20 later on next year. And he's a CPA. He's a professor of accounting. I think maybe he's even the King Biscuit over there at Monmouth University. It was a college when I first started talking about it. But he spent his life helping small business owners with their tax planning, and now he's teaching these young minds, and we've been the beneficiary of his wisdom and his smarts for a long time, and we appreciate it very much. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Well, happy anniversary to you, and nice to be with you.
Thanks. Well, and thank you for all the support you've given us over the years, Doug. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, I was 14 when I started.
I know. I remember. Yeah, and you're a lot older than me, too, so there you go.
Oh, my goodness. It's been nice talking to you, Tim. Have a nice show.
Hey, Doug, what are your thoughts on the tax bill going through Congress today?
Well, first thing we have to make a very strong point to anybody that's still listening is nothing has changed. There is no new law. It's a bill that came out.
Right.
That passed the House of Representatives, and if you've read the paper or followed the news yesterday, a whole bunch of Republicans even voted against this thing.
So right.
Even with the vast majority that those guys have in the House of Representatives.
Of course, some of the Republicans had to vote against it because of they were in California, or New Jersey, New York, and they basically had to vote against the part about not being able to deduct property tax and income tax, right?
But let's educate the people that might be from any of those states. I live in New Jersey, I work in New Jersey, and I did a program up here on local television about a week ago, and they said, oh, this is going to be terrible, New Jersey will have to close, and I said, sounds like a good idea, we have too many people, but point is this, think about it, they're going to take away the deduction for state and local income taxes and limit your real estate tax deduction. Great, now, that's heavy-duty stuff here in New Jersey.
That's expensive.
Yeah, but Jim, let's point out, a deduction is only good if you pay tax, and half of Americans pay no tax at all.
That's a good point.
So you didn't touch them. And I would bet in New Jersey that it's probably more than half the population we have up
mm-hmm.
here. So you sweep them out of the thing. Then of the remaining people who actually pay taxes and file a tax return, almost two-thirds of them do not itemize their personal deduction.
Right.
So you're down to what?
That's the reality.
20%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then people like me and the majority of the clients that I serve, Jim, are into something awful that you know about, the alternative minimum tax.
Right, which is supposedly going away.
Well, yeah, except right now, with the AMT, I get no deduction for my state taxes.
You've already lost it.
Yeah, so it doesn't change a thing.
Ah, now there you go. There's this is the breakdown, folks. This is the real story.
Yeah, now I'll step out even a little further on the limb, and then you can chop off the tree. Is people who are making a lot of noise about this say, oh, wow, New Jersey is getting a bad deal on this thing. Well, yet New Jersey's got to straighten out their act. They're going to stop spending money. We still have lifetime pensions and lifetime medical insurance for people who work for the state for even
right.
just a couple of short
Very
years.
Very generous lifetime.
But
pensions.
That has to end. They're saying over $50
yeah.
billion dollars in debt. Yeah, well, stop.
And the rest of us are subsidizing that with these deductions.
Exactly. And every time I go to California to shake my head, is we're supporting these people who run around and
those
say,
whack jobs out in California.
Trump is not our president. They've already seceded.
You know? Yeah. When's that going to happen, by the way? What can we do to help?
Well, that's what I said to them. I was out there a couple of times this summer, and I said, next time I come, do you think I'll need a passport? Oh, they don't think that's funny at all. Of course, I also spent some time this year up in Oregon and Washington. They're
yeah.
beautiful states and
yep.
beautiful people, but Talk about whack jobs.
They don't think like the rest of us. I know. I got a lot of friends out there like that. So I appreciate that breakdown, that explanation for all that. However, the main thing that I do agree with you on is that the federal government has got to stop giving cover to profligate state legislatures like New York, New Jersey, and California. They've got to stop bailing them out. When that happens, then those guys in the legislature who've been spending like crazy, they're going to have to change their ways or go somewhere else.
Well, yeah, and in New Jersey, we just elected an extremely liberal governor. Of course, the present governor lost any popularity he had, and one of the reasons, because he turned against the unions and the teachers. How dare
you? You can't do that in New Jersey, can you?
Well, unfortunately, you have to, but you can't.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he's gone, or he will be gone. And this new guy, I don't know if you follow his campaign at all, going to raise taxes on the rich. Surprise, surprise. He borrowed one of Hillary's speeches for that one. He's going to make New Jersey, are you ready, Jim, a sanctuary state.
Wow.
So I've got a locksmith coming.
How's that even? I don't even understand when they say that. I don't even understand. Do they not realize what they're saying?
That they're
thumbing their nose at the federal government?
Then we're. Oh, and by the way, they're going to thumb it again because we're going to legalize pot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this guy, that's what he ran on. A sanctuary state, going to legalize pot, raise taxes on the rich. And, oh, by the way, we're going to do a lot of great things for New Jersey. Yeah, we're going to line the pockets of the union people and the state employees, which, as you can tell, I'm upset about it. But you got any space down there where you are?
Yeah, well, you know, seriously, that's the point, is people are going to be moving out of those places. Corporate America is already leaving Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, California. I mean, California, they've been evacuating. Businesses have been evacuating. That's the reason Colorado's turned into a blue state. The Californians went to Colorado to get away from all that stuff, and then when they got to Colorado, they reinstalled it.
Right. We have a...
That's what I don't understand, Doug.
We have a hedge fund manager. His name is David Tepper. He was in the news a couple of years ago. Latier, New Jersey, made over $2 billion in 2014.
Wow.
Okay? He was a very successful relative. He's not so young anymore. But anyhow,
yeah.
David paid New Jersey $300 million in state income tax that year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just the state tax, which is probably not anything close to what the federal would charge.
Right. Well, guess where David is now? He picked up himself, his family, his business, and he lives in Florida.
Yeah.
And, of course, he lied to the press. He said, why'd you move? Oh, there's a better business environment in Florida. He moved for one reason. New Jersey forced him out.
Yep. So, folks, there comes a time when people just get tired of doing it. And at some point in time, when you run out of money, politics has to change. Or, you just live in bankruptcy, I guess. Doug Stiles, you got a website quickly?
No.
Okay, good. We like that. Duck Stiles, ladies and gentlemen. What about our heroes? We're going to come back and talk about...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.